In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. His name was Stephen. He was only 10 years old. But he seemed to wander around the small town up in Pennsylvania, where he lived with his aging grandmother. 30 years ago, on a bitter, cold day in January, Stephen had stopped to look in the window of an independent shoe store in that small town. He was standing there, shivering in the cold, staring through the plate glass window, looking at a pair of shiny new brown shoes. Stephen was standing barefoot in the cold on that sidewalk, and his head was down. A woman stopped beside him to look in the window also, and when she looked down and saw his bare feet, she immediately asked him, "What are you doing out here?" And the boy looked up at the lady and he said to her this, "Oh, I'm just standing here saying a prayer, asking God if God could give me a pair of shoes." That's when the lady took that young 10-year-old by the hand and walked into the store and asked the salesperson if she could get her a pair of socks, new socks. So she took the little boy by the hand and went to the back of the store. And she removed the gloves she had on for that January day and knelt down in front of the boy and put the new socks on his cold feet. Then she got a pair of shoes from the salesperson. And she put those on his new socked feet. And then she put her hand on his shoulder and she said to him, "My little friend, I hope you feel warmer now." And as she turned to walk out of the store with him, that little boy reached up and took her hand and looked up at her face and said to her, "Are you God's wife? Are you God's wife?" In this evening's gospel story, St. Luke wrote, "One afternoon, great crowds had gathered around Jesus. And he turned around and he said to every one of them who had gathered there, 'If you want to continue to follow me, you must show me the love you have for me by doing for other people what you see me doing.'" In other words, I believe that Jesus was saying to that crowd that afternoon, "Are you available and ready to do what you have seen me doing? Do you know the reason why we always stand up here on Wednesdays and on Sunday mornings when the Holy Gospel is read? You notice, 'Please rise for the reading of the Gospel.' Well, the reason is because the Gospel is always a story telling us about the many ways that Jesus lived day to day, the many ways he reached out and touched other people's lives. It's about the many ways that Jesus helped people. We stand up to shake off the tiredness of this dark hour this evening, or the sleepiness in those early services on Sunday morning. We stand up to hear the gospel. We stand up and perk our ears to listen to stories about what Jesus did for other people. In those stories, Jesus is giving us a clear picture of how we ought to be trying to live our life. Jesus' greatest method of teaching people was his own example. Whether it was a story in the Gospels about praying with a group of his closest friends before dinner that night, or helping a friend's daughter who was deathly ill, or maybe not only by providing food for that hungry crowd on the side of the mountain, but sometimes sitting down and eating with people like that. Not just serving them, but sitting with them. Or stopping by the gate, or maybe a shoe store to help a poor old man lying there by the gate, or a young boy looking in a window. The life of a true believer and follower of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, is a life of love and kindness and thoughtfulness for others. So I simply ask, how available are you for someone who needs you? Amen.
Amen. Amen.